February 15, Paul's courage. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 13 to 16. I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in his own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. The word Paul uses for Jesus' return, appearing, had a particular meaning in Roman times. It was used of the Roman emperor and combined the twin ideas of an official visit to a city and the emperor's appearing for the public to see him. Because the emperor took the title Son of God, the previous emperor being the first god, the word was perfect for the return of the true Son of God, Jesus Christ. Because Paul had only just been released from prison, writing these words shows enormous courage of this great apostle. Why does he write that God alone is immortal? Isn't everyone immortal? The common philosophical belief of the day was that we have two parts to us: an immortal soul living in a transient body. The body is basically evil, but the soul is good. To the degree we can show contempt for our body, our soul can shine, and on death be free to live on forever. We determine our own destiny. This view left no room for God, let alone a God who was both personal and powerful. Against this, Paul saw God alone as the almighty sovereign God who dwelt in an extraordinary glory who no human dare approach. In his presence, humanity shriveled into a corner screaming for release from the pain of its exposed evil. Human kings cried for mercy as God's glory hit them. Fancy philosophical ideas evaporated in the midst of the awesome true God. This was the God Paul knew and wanted Timothy's life to reflect. Is this how you think of God? Do you live in the knowledge of his glory?